Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This minute of Skate the Infinity starts with Lunga snowboarding with a blank expression on his face.
And ends with the beginning of a flashback sequence. This is
montage.
Minute 12 of episode 12, Our Infinity.
Make another wish.
Make another wish. About.
Did we say that for 11:11?
Did we do that for 11:11?
I don't think we did, but we should have done.
We should absolutely should have.
We missed a trick there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. It's Infinite Minute, an anime by minute podcast where we talk about Skate the Infinity minute by minute. I'm Caitlin.
I'm Jonathan, and I'm crying.
This was an absolutely spectacular minute, and I'm to be real, absolutely nothing happens, but it is breathtaking.
It was so good. Sorry, Chia just really flopped over here.
Chia.
It's really cute. It was breathtaking.
It was beautiful.
You're exactly right. It took my breath away.
Yeah. It was so stunning.
I had tears in my eyes.
Yeah.
Because of the use of silence in this minute.
Yes.
It was so good.
So good.
Like, the light and shade here.
Stunning.
So good.
Stunning.
And if you missed the solar eclipse like we did in Australia, you get to see Lunga kind of have one.
Yeah. The board blocks out the sun.
But we've got an eclipse coming soon.
Do we?
It's travelling directly over Sydney, apparently.
Oh, wow. So we won't really see it, or we will see
it? I don't think we're in, like, the...
The good vantage point.
Yeah, we're not in the good vantage point, no.
It's pretty... I love how, like, it's actually pretty insane that we can even have eclipses in the first place. Like, the chances of our moon being this certain distance from between us and the sun and is the exact right size to eclipse the sun entirely. Like, it's actually mental.
It feels so before us. It feels so inhuman.
Yes. And it's like, of course people would have like worshipped the sun and the moon back in
of
the
course.
Day. Because like, what the fuck is going on there?
We worship a sun god.
Yeah.
It was, the eclipse was like 3 weeks ago, wasn't it? We're so far behind.
It's going to be even worse when this comes out now.
But now, like when something like that happens in America, it becomes a worldwide phenomenon because our social medias are so American.
It's so true. Yeah.
And they are a bastion for free speech.
Yes, exactly.
As Elon is telling Jackie Lambie.
Oh, my God.
Jackie Lambie. Ozpol. Sound the klaxon.
It's in the most oppressed, like just. Let's talk about Skate instead.
Let's talk about Skate the Infinity instead of Elon Musk's authoritarian, but he thinks he's being freedom of speech.
Oh, boy.
No. But censorship is also bad. Yes. Anyway, Lunga. Lunga has a blank look on his face.
Yes, he does, and he's still in his like snowboard fugue state,
or
thinking back to the days after his dad died. And he felt nothing.
Didn't feel a single emotion.
And it's so quiet. Pretty much no sound. It's just Howard or the other Lunga talking and
some reverb.
And some reverby noises. It's
just one man and a camera.
I was absolutely engrossed.
So good. I love the reflection on the snow goggles of the pine trees.
So cool.
Yeah, really good distinction. Like, they do the same trick twice here. We don't get to see, like, the full effect because we missed it from the start of the minute.
Mm.
But where they cut from him skateboarding to him snowboarding and then him snowboarding to him skateboarding with, like, the exact same thing going on.
Yeah, I forgot they did that in the last minute because I love how they do it in this. It's so good.
So good, yeah. Oof. But, yeah, I love that. That effect of the things passing by the goggles was really cool.
He looks so cute in his little goggles.
Hmm. Nothing was fun anymore.
Oh, because it was doing it with your dad that was the fun part.
Finally, the dub has to accept that fun is an integral part of the plot.
Exactly. They got to this and they were like, fuck.
We really I was reading some threads about the dub, like, voice director and the dub actors and how they basically just did whatever the fuck they wanted.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no doubt they did. Damon and Jonah were just going off rogue.
Yeah.
For sure.
But it feels like the director was, like, facilitating that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. The voice director or the whoever directed the English adaptation.
Yeah, they absolutely called that. But I think that was actually to their benefit because I don't think you see that many people talking about the dubs as, like, as much as they were about skate. I don't know.
No, definitely not.
Yeah. People love
it. It has the discourse around dubs and subs is always rich.
Yes, always.
Yeah. Always. That pre-ZD video.
What video?
The one you linked it to me, I'm pretty sure. Oh. Mitch did. The one Pro-ZD, Sungwon, the guy who voices Senshi in...
I don't think it was me.
You don't know? No. And he's just like your friends making fun of dubs or like saying they hate dubs, subs over dubs. It was a funny video. Anyway, I'll link it in the show notes.
Yes,
no,
please
I won't.
Do. And I probably did send it to you.
You probably did. Fade to white, but then have a weird, like, colour shift halfway through the fade to white.
Yes. Yeah, and then a real hard cut back to reality.
Mmm. To the purple lighting. But same face.
Yeah, same, exactly the same face with the purple lighting and just the skateboard noise in the background.
Oh, man, so love good. It when they do this.
So good.
Every time it works.
Every time, and it's always so good when it's just the skateboard noise because it brings you back even further to reality.
Mm.
It's not the hype, pump, pop punk music.
Yeah, I need you now to fill my holes. Yeah.
There's no crazy organs or Spanish flamenco guitars. It's just the board and the ground.
That's all there is.
That's all there is.
Just the board. And we see them skating along a ridge, Lunga in hot pursuit, as they approach a rickety ass bridge.
Where did this come from?
Where?
Who put this here?
And how?
And how? And why?
And when?
And when? What is this? Did this used to be a much more
substantial bridge?
Mm. Actually, wow, okay, it's actually a lot wider than I thought it was.
Said the vicar to the nun. I think that's the best one of those.
That is the best one.
It's a lot wider.
Oh, shit. Because Adam is actually so tiny on this. I actually thought it was a bit bigger. Baby. Like I thought it was maybe like the width of a board.
Mm.
But it's actually quite wide, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more the length that is the danger point, right?
Yes, yeah.
Mm. And this, the crack in it section, is legit Jesus. Just like a pen drawing of a crack.
Yeah.
Then it starts pulling apart. It looks a bit more detailed.
Yeah.
But like, what, like how is this here?
It truly is baffling. Doesn't make any sense.
What makes less sense is how someone has strung up the lights on this, like, cliffside on the edge.
God. I don't know. They have some sort of... Jonathan, what are you doing?
I'm watching Skate the Infinity.
They must have had some kind of rope and pulley system.
You'd hope so.
To get the lights across. And or it's a guy just Adam, like... What's that one called where you, like, zhuzh yourself like that? You know what I'm talking about? Like you have like the grippies on the above you and you go like this.
Rappelling?
I don't know. Is it rappelling down the side of a cliff?
Can you rappel sideways?
It's a very philosophical question.
Flying fox?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, well.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
There's some weird fisheye stuff going on here that makes it look like, I don't know, surreal, I guess.
When Lunga goes across the bridge, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And it looks a lot thinner now from this angle.
Mm.
The bridge looks a lot thinner now from here. Yeah.
No girth.
No, it's very thin. I would honestly be... Like, if I didn't know this was coming up and I was, like, skateboarding and I got to this part, I would lose my shit.
Yeah, but he's so deep in the...
Oh, in the zone.
Zone.
You're right.
He just doesn't even realize.
Yeah, you're so right, actually.
Yeah. To the point where it's just like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Oof. Oof, that break. The break. Mm. The bridge breaks.
Let me go back to that bridge break. Oh, yeah. And you even get a little sneak peek of the fun on the bottom of the board
just before
the bridge break.
Tiny one.
So they've given us enough clues, but this would have all happened over the course of like 2 minutes.
Yes.
So you'd have to be quick.
Exactly. I think I said this last time we got a little glimpse of it. You wouldn't have noticed it if you didn't know it was already there.
No, definitely
not. There's no way you would have
just. Is that like the one... thing that you get from a rewatch of Skate?
Little details like that.
No, there's probably more, I guess.
I'd say there would be more.
Yeah, we should have discovered them by now.
Yeah.
Probs should have. I guess, well, there was the one with the guy from, there was something about the guy from the first beef against Shadow being in the background of a scene or something like that we
missed. Yes, yeah. Correct.
Little things.
Say there was little things for sure.
Yeah. I just can't think of them right now.
Well, there would be stuff like, even just saying stuff like understanding Cherry and Joe's reasons for hating Adam so much and their relationship with Adam, which we don't really find out until 7, 8, and 9. So watching the first half of this show with knowing that is very different.
Yeah, it adds a lot more weight to Cherry's cunty,
yeah, exactly.
Holding the fan in front of his face move. Yeah.
Come on, exactly. Jay, come on. Our cats are being menaces today.
They are. Come on, just jump up. Do you want to say hi to Katie?
I want to say hi to Chia.
Here she
is. Hi, Chia.
Say hello.
Oh, hi, sweetie. You want to see Jonathan?
Yeah, give us a look.
Oh, no, he ran away. Sorry.
Oh. Right.
He's too fast.
Little shit. Lunga's falling.
He is falling.
He's going to die. I legit don't remember how he gets out of this one.
I think it's kind of a bit far-fetched from memory.
Bit of an ass pull.
Yeah, I think he just like grabs his board and then reorients himself and hits the ground. Yeah.
Like a cat. He has to land
exactly.
on his feet. Yeah.
But he starts falling and we get an epic scream from both Matt and our Japanese VA here. Incredible. Incredible screams of Lunga's name.
Yeah, there was a bit of a difference between them.
Mm.
One felt more guttural,
mm.
the Japanese.
Mm.
Has that real like,
ah! Yeah, for sure.
But the English had like a...
Yeah.
Like that oscillation.
Yeah, yeah. They both had like some real oof in it.
It was.
I really liked it.
Got me a little.
Yeah.
And Lunga, everything around him goes white.
Yeah, he's falling for a really long time.
Is he falling or is he flying? Or is he dancer?
Oh, or is he dying? Or is he human?
His hands are cold. I filled in the line in my head and didn't say it out loud. So his signs are vital. Is that the line?
Am I about to die?
He's still got the dead eyes.
Yes.
And again, another moment where they can just do whatever they want because there's no mouth flaps to worry about. Yes. We're in the mind.
In palace. The mind palace.
Got the reverb so we know it's a thought.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Big reverb.
But very dead eyes, but his face is shadowed by something, which we can't see in this very white environment. But it very slowly, like, the shadow moves across his face.
Like the moon across
so
the sun.
So beautifully. And it's so quiet. Oh, my God, it's so quiet.
Mm.
Literally silent.
As his eyes focus on the skateboard. And we see it just slowly turning.
Oh, God.
So slow. I love the time they took with this.
So cool.
Yeah. Just good. Just good, just like, good timing. And I feel like the fun is a lot bigger than it has ever been so far.
Yes.
But it works.
It works.
So well. Like, it legit choked me up a bit seeing this.
It was really wonderful.
And then you cut to, like, a montage of the boys and you're just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. I'm kind of sad that we missed it.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, gosh, the reflection in Lunga's eye too. Shit.
Yeah, so good. The soulmate moment, but make it a skateboard.
Yeah, literally.
That says fun in it.
And it's like that wake-up moment. You can just see it with his eye, and I think there's probably a little, like, noise or whatever that happens with the eye wire.
And a little the little goopy in the eye, like, focuses. What else do you call it? The little goopy?
The little goopy. The reflection or whatever.
Yeah. And the board turns and then it cuts pretty much right on Reki laughing at Lunga falling off the skateboard.
All the way back in episode one.
When he first tried to ride it.
Oh.
And you can see in this shot does not look dodgy at all.
No, exactly.
It looks so stylized.
Yeah, I had same thought.
It's like it looks good.
Yeah.
It looks really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the clothing is detailed. The faces are like they're not dodgy, they're stylized. Mm. Like it's far away but they've done something with the style. It's not just nothing.
Yeah, it did make me a little bit sad. I was like, "Oh, yeah. I miss the early Earp animation."
It was so interesting. Quick anime chat. We finished Madoka.
Oh, yes.
It's so interesting. I thought Madoka's animation, it either got better as we went on or it got, you just get used to the style. That it doesn't affect you as much.
Yeah, I know what you
mean. Yeah. Because by the time you get to episode 12, it's so stylized and you think, and it does look good.
Yes, I think so. I think it is an element of getting used to it because I did remember watching the first couple episodes being like, "Ooh, it's gonna take a sec to get used to this." But yeah,
I mean, it's legit a meme how bad the background characters looked in that show. Like Maguka being Maguka is suffering. I don't know why I had to think about that. Like it was legit a meme. Like people would
really
cut out the. It's the reason I cut out little off-model shadows is because of Madoka.
Oh, bless.
Because people would, like, get little off-model pictures and, like, put little captions with them and basically, like, do the episode plot.
Yeah, cute. Anytime someone was, like, a wide shot, they were just, like, no details.
Nothing.
Yeah. Good, though.
But here.
Here, so detailed.
Yeah, Madoka's good.
We'll talk good about show. It more in anime chat.
Yeah. Will we?
Are we going to do an anime chat?
I don't know.
We might not do an anime chat, actually.
Hmm.
Because there won't actually be an EG.
Won't there?
No.
No, there won't.
There is no ED.
Unless it's like, yeah, it might be one of those ones where they have the music in the background and we see.
They do, yeah. It's like a montage of like.
Where are they now?
Yeah.
Wow, so we won't get to talk about Madoka.
No.
Oh, well. We won't get to talk about a 12-year-old, not even 12, it's like 13, 14-year-old anime.
Oh, my God.
Good show. Anyway, that's good the minute. Show.
That's the minute. What was your favorite moment?
The silence.
Yeah.
The use of silence here was so good. The slowly turning skateboard.
Mm-hmm.
Got me in the feels, bro.
So cool.
Got me. I'm not dead inside. I can still feel. How about you?
I really liked the cut from the snow to the skateboarding. The match cut. Is that what it's called? Match cut? I think so.
Mm.
Yeah.
I really that sounds that. Good.
Yeah, I think it is. It's called that.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Lovely. Yay! Well, tweet at us, infinite_minute on Twitter.
Or you can email us at infiniteminutepodcast@gmail.com. And I have a feeling this montage is going to make me sad.
Yeah. I might go grab a tissue.
Yeah, you might want to.
Or a handkerchief. All right, bye.
Bye.
He uses handkerchiefs.
Hey, lots of people do.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.